Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Well, we have a trifecta here. Mo has 3, Paula with 3, and Nagin has 3.
Oh, that's great. All right, in that case, I'm going to arbitrarily choose Nagin to go first. Nagin, the clock will start when they begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, blank named 9 more members to his White House staff.
Biden.
Yes. On Wednesday, the death toll from blank surpassed 250,000.
COVID-19.
Right. This week, blank was reelected to her position as Speaker of the House.
Nancy Pelosi.
Right. On Tuesday, 2 Republican senators joined Democrats to block Judy Shelton, Trump's nominee for the blank.
Federal Reserve?
Very good. Just in time for the holidays, Pepsi announced they'll be releasing blank-flavored Pepsi.
Peppermint.
No, apple pie-flavored Pepsi. According to reports, Lara Trump, the president's daughter-in-law, is considering a blank run in 2022.
Governor?
Senate run. On Monday, the White House began auctioning off drilling contracts for blank's National Wildlife Refuge.
Alaska?
Right. After complaining about a light in their house that never turned off, a woman in California was embarrassed when she was told blank.
She kept leaning against it.
No, that it was a skylight. The woman's husband filmed her as she went through the house, flicking every switch on and off, trying to find which one was connected to the light in their entryway that was always on, up on the ceiling. After watching her for a minute, the husband pointed out that that was their skylight, and the light coming down from it was the sun, to which the woman asked, well, okay, then where's the switch for that? Bill, how did Nagin do in our quiz?
Very well. She had 5 right for 10 more points. Whoa. She now has 13 and the lead.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Paula, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, President Trump fired the cybersecurity chief who said the elections were completely free of blank.
Cheating.
Yeah, fraud. As infections rise, New York City announced they would be suspending in-person blank.
Classrooms.
Right, school. This week, the White House chief of staff said he couldn't guarantee a budget deal that would avoid a blank.
A shutdown.
Yeah. On Tuesday, senior Republican Senator Blank announced he had tested positive for coronavirus.
Grassley.
Right. In a record-setting sale, a man in China purchased blank at auction for $1.9 million.
I don't know if I know. Was it a meteorite?
No, it was a pigeon. It was a racing pigeon. Oh, after launching on Sunday, SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket arrived at the blank without incident.
Space station.
Yes, the ISS. After 3 decades as a late-night host, blank announced he was stepping down and shifting to a variety show format.
Conan O'Brien.
Exactly right. This week, a man in California attempted to evade arrest by the FBI by blanking.
By running into a police station.
No, by diving into a lake and using an underwater sea scooter to try to escape.
Damn it, that was my next answer.
I know. It was just like out of James Bond, except in this case it was a lake, and the sea scooter has this top speed of 4 miles per hour. He pulled up. He's being chased by the FBI, wanted for this Ponzi scheme. He jumps out of his van. He reaches into the back of the van, pulls out this electric scooter that scuba divers use, and jumps into the lake and swims away underwater. Perfect plan, except that the FBI agents just watched the string of bubbles going across the lake. They walked around and waited for him to come out the other side.
It sounds less James Bond and more SpongeBob.
A little bit. Okay, Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula got 6 right for 12 more points and a total of 15, which puts her in the lead.
Whoa! That is impressive, Paula.
Damn.
So
yeah.
How many, then, does Mo need to win?
Mo needs 6 to tie. That means 7 to win.
Okay. Here we go, Mo. This is for the game. On Monday, Georgia's Secretary of State said that Senator Blank had pressured him to throw out legal ballots.
Nosy neighbor Lindsey Graham.
Yes.
The Mrs. Kravitz of electoral politics.
Yoo-hoo, what's going on in your state over there?
After Moderna announced the success rate of their vaccine, the Blank hit a record high.
Dow.
Yes. This week, another 740,000 Americans filed for blank above expected numbers.
Unemployment.
Yes. This week, a restaurant in Minnesota unveiled a new burger they say can blank.
Oh, can kill the coronavirus.
No, can induce labor. On Wednesday, Apple agreed to a $113 million settlement over accusations they intentionally slowed down old blanks.
iPhones.
Yes, iPhones. Yeah. On Tuesday, the FDA approved the first at-home rapid blank test.
Coronavirus.
Yes. This week, Radio France apologized after a series of reports saying that Brigitte Bardot, Clint Eastwood, Queen Elizabeth Pele, and 90 other people had blanked.
Died.
Yes. As people may know, news outlets prepare obituaries ahead of time for notable people, and this week Radio France accidentally published all of them in their files on the website.
They killed everyone off.
They killed everyone off. It was the prime of the century.
They're helping Mo with his sequel.
It was like using a time machine to see next year's Oscar memorial reel.
And strangely enough, they brought Hugo Chavez back to life.
Some of the people were flattered to read their own obituaries. Some were terrified by the openings of them and started furiously trying to do something nice for once. Bill, did Mo do well enough to win?
Well, stand back. He had 6 right for 12 more points. He now has 15, which means he and Paula are co-champions.
Oh, my gosh.
Paula, what? I feel so close to you. I think I'm going to call you on the phone.
Oh, I would love that.